ABC Radio Australia.
What do exploration, geology and Olympic sailing all have in common? Not a lot, you'd think, except perhaps in the case of one man who has done both. Australian-born Jeff Taylor is a semi-retired exploration geologist living in Fiji and has worked in many places around the Pacific. And now he's decided to write a book about geology and his own life called Not My Fault. But as you're about to hear, it's not just rocks that he's into. He's also represented Fiji on the water at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. Reporter Marla Damati has been speaking to Jeff Taylor about his life's work and what inspired him to pick up a pen and write about it all.
My name's Jeff Taylor. I'm a geologist or exploration geologist. I came to Fiji in the end of 1974 after working in Papua New Guinea and a few other places, and I've lived and worked in Fiji since 74. I was married to a local lady here, a part European lady, Sharon Whitney, with my children were all born here in Savosavo on the northern island of Fiji in Vanuatu.
Jeff, you are still and were a geologist. So
yeah, exploration.
Exploration.
No, I wasn't involved with mining, well, very hardly at all. It was all in the middle of nowhere. Finding deposits, and then once we'd explored or discovered a deposit, then we'd move on to somewhere else.
So what does an exploration geologist do, and what kind of work have you done in your time?
Exploration geology, in my case, in the mid sort of 80s, I went to Papua New Guinea exploring up near Oktedi, a place called Frida River. But then in the mid 80s, the big mining companies realised it was easier to contract geologists, so for specialised work like in the Pacific and that sort of thing. In 84, myself and two Fijians, Iliapi Rolango and Isareli Danganga, we formed our own little contract company. So we were then contracted to explore in different areas or recommend areas for exploration. That involved mostly being dropped off by helicopters for 3 to 4 weeks at a time, taking samples, mapping creeks, panning for gold or whichever mineral we were looking for. A lot of work in the Solomons, PNG, but I'd say 80% of the work in Fiji. And we looked for gold, copper. We've discovered 5 bauxite deposits here on Vanuatu, and we were involved with the Mount Cassie gold project, which was the first gold mine in Fiji. But it's nearly all the work is out in the bush under pretty rough conditions, but it's fantastic.
So why did you want to become a exploration geologist?
That's interesting. My father was a frustrated geologist. My family came from Perth originally. His brother was involved with Barnaba, Ocean Island, and my dad would always show me the rocks in the bush, but he did a couple of years, I think, at the university in Western Australia, and then his father, he had a compulsory change to becoming an engineer. And when I'd always wanted to work in the bush. I didn't ever want to work in a city or in an office. And so he encouraged me to take geology, which I did in Sydney at Macquarie Uni. And he came on the field trips. He used to, when we were looking for fossils, he used to pee on the impressions of the fossils to make them easier to see, that sort of thing. But he was my main mentor. And then I just really enjoyed the bush and living in remote areas and villages. I was keener to be in the Pacific rather than I did a couple of years in the desert of Western Australia in the Pilbara up in the Kimberleys, but I much preferred working out in the Pacific Islands.
What was it about the Pacific Islands that you love the most?
Well, I mean, practically it was much nicer staying in villages and getting to know the people, the culture. And I also found it a lot easier to work with younger rocks and then go backwards rather than start in the desert with virtually no rock sticking out of the ground and having to project things from very little outcrop. It was much, oh, not easier, but much more fun looking at outcrops and for like putting a jigsaw puzzle together. And, you know, when you actually found something, it's a real thrill of discovery.
Fiji.
Fiji.
Now, you were not only a geologist, but you also represented Fiji in the 1996 Atlanta Olympics in sailing. What was that like, and how did you get into sailing?
Oh, that was another family one. My great grandfather was Commodore of Royal Perth. My father was a very keen sailor and represented Australia in dinghies. So sailing was always in the family. And we did a couple of Sydney Hobart races back in the early 70s. So sailing was always in my blood. And then when we came to Fiji, I sailed in the Pacific Games, about three or four, maybe five Pacific Games, and got selected to represent Fiji in 96 in the Finn class in Atlanta. But I think I got 30th out of 31. But it was being able to compete was fantastic, really great.
Amazing. And as a result, you have founded the Savu Savu Junior Sailing Club. How important is sailing to you, and especially passing that on to those in Fiji?
The Savu Savu Junior Sailors, we started in the early 90s, 1991, and it's all local kids. And Savu Savu is a very small little community on the Northern Island, but a beautiful location, rimmed by hot springs. The bay is an old volcano. And in fact, in the 60s, there were some eruptions in the bay. But it's a very beautiful spot. Probably has probably the best sailing facility in Fiji, best infrastructure. The harbour is magnificent. And so we started a little sailing club there, and we competed against Suva and Vunda. And we've been pretty successful, probably the most successful junior sailing club in lasers and Optimus sailing dinghies. And we fund that through our business. So all the kids sail for free. But it's been great. The kids have been very successful.
Now, finally, Jeff, why did you decide to write a memoir of your life and everything that you went through? You've been and done so much. But what made you sit down and go, I want to write about this?
Well, initially it was my children. My kids all born here in Savu Savu. And they said, Dad, you should write a memoir of yourself. And I said, no, I want to write something about geology, but intertwine that with the funny stories. It's quite a few funny stories in sailing and that. So it's primarily about geology discoveries and the old paleo climates, the sea level changes, the hot springs here in Savu Savu, fossil occurrences which nobody's aware of, that sort of thing, and tying that in with my stories. And quite a lot of funny stories there, and also the sailing as going to places. I've got my own small 36-foot yacht, which I use quite a bit, and often go out to Lao where my business partner's got a property. So it's put the whole three together rather than a memoir of myself. I wasn't really that keen on doing that.